Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office is investigating what appears to be an accidental death of a 61-year-old man who was found in the Humboldt Bay early this morning. Around 5 o'clock, the Coast Guard located the man who was found in the water between Indian Island and Woodley Island in Eureka. CPR was performed by personnel, and the man was later taken to the hospital for further medical services, according to the Coast Guard press release. We will update you on this incident as more information becomes available. Along with the Arcata Fire District, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office are investigating the cause of a fire near the 1600 block of Fisher Road in McKinleyville that occurred last night. Around 10:30, the fire district reported to Fisher Road on a report of an orange glow and a possible barn on fire. Two engine crews responded to the scene and saw a 25-foot trailer completely engulfed in flames. The fire was also threatening another trailer and a milk barn. Fire crews were able to contain the fire within 10 minutes of arriving on the scene. The trailer was considered a complete loss, and the investigation is ongoing. Fire crews from the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department responded to a fire at a residence in the 2400 block of School Street early Saturday morning. The fire originated in the attached garage and had two pets trapped inside that garage. Fire crews contained the fire, but the residents suffered major smoke damage. All five residents managed to get out of the house safely, but fire crews were only able to save one of the pets. The investigation into the fire is ongoing, but it is believed the cause of the fire was from an electrical issue. With a police academy already in place, College of the Redwoods will introduce a new interagency fire academy later this month. College of the Redwoods has teamed up with CAL FIRE and the United States Forest Service to open the academy, and the first classes begin January 20th with entry-level classes that will earn attendees a CAL FIRE certification. Classes in wildland orientation, firefighters training, and fire behavior will be offered, and those looking for advanced classes can enroll in the Federal Firefighter Certification Program that begins in mid-February. Last Wednesday, the president of Green Diamond Resource Company, Douglas Reed, presented the Betty Chen Homeless Foundation with a donation of $35,000. $20,000 of that donation will be used for the foundation's children's program, GED workshops, and emergency housing vouchers. The other $15,000 came from the Simpson Family Fund, and the foundation will use the rest of that money as they see fit. At 6 o'clock this evening, residents of Arcata will get their chance to weigh in with ideas and concerns about the city's budget at a special meeting in council chambers at City Hall. The city has formed a task force to guide the budget process, and that task force is collecting input from the community on how the city should prioritize its spending. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One thing that took effect when the new year started was the consolidation of the Eureka Fire Department and the Humboldt Fire Protection District. That means all employees from both agencies are now official employees of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. Fire Chief Ken Woods explained on Talk Shop how the community will benefit from consolidation.
The benefit for the citizens is we're providing a service that's better than we ever have before. A higher level of service, and the employees have really responded to embracing a higher level of customer service as well on all different levels, not just on the emergency calls, but also non-emergencies as well. And that's been a real positive. And I think the citizens that we serve have benefited, and they see that.
Woods provided an example of how the department goes beyond emergencies to help the community.
You know, we had a case right before Christmas where an engine company was shopping. And I talk about the customer service aspects and going beyond emergency calls. You know, an individual ahead of them in line had forgotten a credit card, the debit card, didn't have it to make the purchase, and one of our firefighters paid the bill, wished him a Merry Christmas. You know, that's the type of customer service that I'm pretty proud of for our guys, helping out the community.
Another consolidation that will take effect this month will be the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office with the Humboldt County Coroner's Office on January 30th. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.